Human trafficking is a global problem that has flourished here in Idaho. Our state does not have strict laws to stop buyers and sellers in this market. The Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition is working to change that, and they are asking individuals, organizations, and businesses to join them in a social media blitz tomorrow and Wednesday to spread awareness. The coalition is asking that participants use the hashtag IdahoFightsHT, as well as posting flyers and vignettes online. In addition to digital signs and flyers, the coalition is providing downloadable flyers that you can print and hang in public areas. And joining me in studio is Jennifer Zielinski. She is the director of the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition. Welcome to the program, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me.
First question I want to ask is, I think that when we hear about human trafficking, you don't put Idaho in that equation.
Right.
So yet it's happening here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is happening here, and we really don't have accurate numbers to confirm that, but we know working with law enforcement and hospitals and clinics and mental health agencies, juvenile corrections, and so on, we know that this is happening. They're not necessarily identified specifically through sex trafficking, but we know that there are children that are being bought and sold in Idaho. I would say typically one of the most difficult parts of trafficking in Idaho and where the culture really stands is with familial trafficking, where families are selling their children. And that's happening throughout the state, mostly rural Idaho, but it is happening. And it happens for a couple of different reasons, maybe to just pay the bills and or maybe to pay a drug habit. And in that case, it's really difficult to rehabilitate because it's cyclical. You know, it's generational, it's incestual. It could be a cultural issue, could be a religious issue, could be a community issue. And so that one's really difficult to get in and rehabilitate. And then beyond that, we're a transient state. And so buyers can drive through quick and easy. They can get from border to border in about 4 hours. And they just make an announcement through specific apps on your phone. And buyers can meet them at any of our local hotels. They can meet them, you know, on the highway or rural areas. Mm-hmm. And they're buying and selling. And this is happening.
And it is still something that a lot of people who live in Idaho don't want to admit that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we combat that culture?
Yeah, so I think that from my experience and really coming face to face with a lot of individuals who don't believe this is happening, we don't see it firsthand. We don't have a downtown that has people walking up and down the streets. We don't have we don't have brothels, mm-hmm. you know. So we're so it's underground, we call it. It's behind the scenes. It's they're estimating about 80% of these transactions are happening in our hotels. Whether they're high end or low end, it doesn't matter. They're not discriminating there, and they're pretty savvy. And so I would say, if anyone wants to really get involved, we have an opportunity for people to get involved in our coalition. We meet monthly at St. Alphonsus on Curtis, and what we do is we talk about different ideas and ways of creating awareness and education. Whether that's getting it into the school system, into our churches, into the communities, into our after school programs. And then really challenging the community to get involved in investing in our homeless shelters, in after-school programs like the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing those things, we're challenging our communities to address the at-risk population.
And when we think of the faces of human trafficking, mm-hmm. the victims, what do they look like in Idaho? Because as you and I were talking a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. and you said Idaho is unique when we talk about human trafficking and what it looks like.
It is unique. It can be anyone at any age. So children who are being bought and sold within the family structure are trained to live normal lives. So when they do go to school, you would never know What we would do is challenge individuals to look at the at-risk populations of maybe the homeless children, those in revolving foster care, those that are coming in and out of maybe mental health facilities, maybe some significant disabilities. But honestly, it's anyone. We're looking at populations where maybe there's just a little bit of a lack of oversight. Mm. Maybe we know that today's day, we have both parents working, we're working long hours, and so no fault to the parents, but those children have a lot of online activity where predators are hanging out at. So we would challenge parents to pay attention to phone apps, online use, computer activity. But as far as what they look like, it's anyone. It's any child who's vulnerable. It's any child who is that can be groomed by an online predator. That would be an individual who maybe is a recluse, somebody who's an introvert, maybe doesn't have a lot of friends, or maybe has a difficult family structure. Or maybe one who is pursuing a modeling career, somebody who's pursuing music.
So looking for things like that.
Really looking for things like that.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Zielinski. She is the director of the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition. We are talking about a media blitz that you're going to be doing starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Talk to me about this.
So what we're trying to do is we're challenging Idaho. We're challenging Idaho, where we've recognized we are years and years behind in combating trafficking. And so through our different educational campaigns and awareness and events that we've been hosting over the past 7 years, I mean, seven months, what we've done here is an online campaign where we thought, well, it doesn't cost anything to hashtag. So if we can get anyone and everyone to share our vignettes that'll be posted tomorrow and Thursday, they are different stories of individuals who may fall victim to sex trafficking, which it doesn't discriminate. So there are a variety of victims. And you can share those or you can or simply hashtag Idaho Fights HT. We're also asking businesses and churches and banks and corporations, if you have a digital sign, to post Idaho Fights Human Trafficking on your sign for 2 days. And we're doing that so that we can show our policymakers, we can show the victims that they're being supported.
Because, Jennifer, you were saying earlier to me that part of the issue is that we have fairly lax laws.
We do.
In Idaho. So because of that, you said, I mean, this is a business. I mean, it is a worldwide issue.
It is a worldwide issue. It's definitely an international issue. It's a multi-billion dollar a year industry. And so the average trafficker can house maybe 5 to 10 girls, and they are using them over and over and over. And so they don't have to invest in more products. They have the product. And so they can continue to use that over and over and over, which is a massive moneymaker.
And you said because it is a business,
yes,
they know that Idaho has lax laws.
Right.
What needs to be done then?
So we do need laws to support this. Right now, we have pornography laws, child pornography. We do have laws protecting children, but we do not have anything specific to trafficking. So buying and selling. If you have an individual who was caught with an underage child, you know, the buyer can claim she's 18. She told me she was 18. And they may get off, or they may just end up with a misdemeanor. And so they're not afraid. They're not afraid of the laws. We don't have enough funds going into law enforcement combating this through their own education and training, or even being able to really focus on big stings, which we have had a few in the past few months. We've had some amazing stings, and our local law enforcement in Boise are remarkable. They're combating this. But as far as the state, we have very minimal funds and resources. And so the laws would support that. That is something that some individuals are working on, some safe harbor laws, so that we
Because can, other states have safe harbor laws.
Yep, other states have it. And right now it's pretty punitive. We have victims that are being punished if they're sitting in juvenile corrections where they need to be rehabilitated. And that would be the purpose of, you know, keeping them safe, but it's still punitive. And we'd like to see that they immediately receive treatment options, which is where the coalition comes in. Our next step is a safe house for victims. And What we will be doing actually on the 9th, so in just a couple of days, we'll be launching and announcing our first safe house, which the name is Solace House. And that will be located in the Treasure Valley, and that'll become an emergency resource to anyone who comes in contact with a victim of sex trafficking.
And, you know, you talked about these things that have happened in recent mm-hmm. months. So it sounds like law enforcement mm-hmm. is aware.
They're aware. We're still really dealing with buy-in mm-hmm. beyond the Treasure Valley. Mm-hmm. You know, the Caldwell area and Nampa area, they're doing an amazing job as well. And there are pockets throughout the state where this is becoming a hot topic. Mm-hmm. And they're recognizing that something's going on. This might not just be a sexual assault issue, that there actually may be more to it.
And that's the thing, is when mm-hmm. there's an investigation going on, is being able to dig deeper. Because sometimes... Mm-hmm. It may not be trafficking, but sometimes it may be.
Exactly. And the victim is not going to tell you. The chances of the victim telling you are pretty slim. And so what happens is that then law enforcement really just, they have to go with whatever the victim's saying. They're struggling with mm-hmm. evidence. And so we recognize once you really understand trafficking, you understand Stockholm syndrome. You understand that they're traumatized, they're desensitized, they're beat down, they're typically drugged. So then you have a drug addiction and so on. And so you
just
have
a domino
to,
effect.
Yep. And you have to tap into those resources in the community, which we haven't had any. So the goal is for us to be that emergency resource and then really, really pursue that education and awareness, but also safe housing.
My guest today has been Jennifer Zielinski. She is the director of the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition. There will be a social media blitz happening statewide tomorrow and Wednesday. They are challenging people, businesses, organizations to hashtag Idaho Fights HT tomorrow and Wednesday. I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me.